My name is Justin. I get to serve as the youth pastor here at Chinese Baptist Church. Thank you for allowing me to be here and to preach among you again. And before I start, I also want to thank my extremely handsome translator. Okay, he's like a translator. I invite you to turn your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 19. And the reason why I want you to turn there is because I want you to see the passage for yourself. I personally love stories. I like movies a lot. Some of my favorite movies are the superhero movies. And then some of my favorite parts of the movie is when after the good guys get defeated, they come back and they win. And I don't know if that's because I'm a guy, but I just like watching people get beat up. So I was looking through the Bible, trying to find what to preach to my students a while ago. And there's a story in the book of Acts which I thought was very interesting. And I knew the Bible had a lot of comedy in it. And this story was one of the stories that proved it. So turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 19, and we're going to go from verse 11 to 20. If you're taking notes, this passage has three sections. And so if you want to follow along, this is how we're going to continue to go.
Alright,
so this is chapter 19, verse 11 and 12, and this is what it says. And God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hand of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skin were carried away to the sick, and their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them. So I don't know if you know what is happening, but Paul, after Jesus resurrects, ascends, he starts to become a very powerful preacher and minister. And the Bible says that he was so powerful that as he was working, people would take his work band or his apron, and they would throw it on people, and people would be healed. So imagine how much power that person has. If I were to grab my tie and throw it on somebody in the hospital and they get healed, that's pretty cool.
如果我能够将我的这个领带丢在一个在医院里，丢丢在任何病人，如果他病能够被医好了，那是真的，那是很酷的事情。
And so when we read this, we're going, wow, that must be a super Christian. That's somebody who I want to be like one day.
如果我读到这里的时候，我想说，我想成为这像这样的超级的基督徒，我希望有一天我能够很像他。
And very much like today, when you look at superheroes or your famous people in the world, we want to be those guys because they can do something or that we can be like them, right?
所以我们看到世上有很多英雄或者是一些很出名的人，我们他能够做很奇妙的事情，我们真的有的时候很想说我们能够像他。
But what we find out in the passages before this is that Paul was spending most of his time reasoning and dialoguing with the people in the hall.
所以在读这段经文之前，他这边讲到说，保罗在以弗所这个学堂里面，向人对话，向人讨论。
If you look at the passage before this one, it was saying in verses 8 and 9, Paul would be spending the 5th hour to the 10th hour preaching and teaching in a lecture hall or a stadium.
所以保罗就在这个学房那里，就是在第五个小时和第十个小时那里向众人辩论。
So what happened in this time? Most people would begin their work at 7 a.m., they would take a break at 11 a.m., and then they would work again from 4 to 9:30.
所以当时大多数人则早上7点就开始工作，到11点休息，然后下午4点再回去工作，工作到晚上9点半才下班。
That's a long day, right?
那是一个很长的一天啊。
Great. But for Paul, what he would do is, we find out that he would work too. So he would work from... He would wake up at 6, he would work from 7 a.m. to 11, he would take a break, but instead of sleeping or eating lunch, he would go teach.
所以保罗那个时候他也是跟众人一样，可能他六点钟就起身，然后工作从7点到9点，到11点这段时间通常人家是休息时间，但是他用这段时间呢，到学房那里就做教导，然后晚上再继续工作。
Which means Paul was teaching for about 5 hours every day between his work, and he would do this for 2 years.
所以从我们经文上来知道说，他保罗呢不断的就是每天教导5个小时，这样子重复的做了2年时间。
And so what that means is he probably taught for about 3,120 hours over the span of 2 years.
那么这样说呢，他一共可能就是在这2年里面只教导了超过3,120个小时。
Now, what's the point of all of this? Because when you read the passage in verse 11 and 12, and we see that God was using Paul to do miracles, we realize, real quick question, can God do miracles through anybody right now?
神是，我就问一个问题，说我们神是否能够用我们来做一些神迹呢？
Sure, of course.
那可能可以一样。But
what we find out here is, even if God can use miracles, Paul was being, he was in the Word of God teaching. He was living out the Word of God every single moment of his life, and then God continued to use him.
所以，但是呢，在这里呢，我们看到保罗呢，他是有。 神的话语充满他，神的圣灵充满他，他每一天能够活出神的道，神的话语出来。
There's no accident that Paul, God was using Paul to perform miracles.
那不是，这不是意外，神是的确是选择保罗来行神迹。
And it's because Paul was saturated by the word of God so that the power of God flowed out of Paul.
那保罗能够行神迹，是因为神的话语充充满满在身上流露出来。
And so we understand this in today's culture. When you look at athletes today, the very best ones, we look at them and go, wow, they can do a lot of stuff. Like James Harden. But James Harden doesn't, the superstar athletes don't just get there because they want to be.
那些精英运动员呢，不是因为他们想要成为那这样出这样有出名的运动员。They
put in countless hours of work and discipline and study to become the best at what they do.
所以不是只是他们想要成为，而且他们花了很多时间去锻炼，才能够成为他们今天所有的。All
the way down to how much they eat, how much they sleep, what they do on their free time.
所以 到很多细节，比如说，就说他们吃多少、喝多少，然后睡多少，他们都有计算好。
So here's a question for us today.
所以就今天问我们自己一个问题。
We want to see and experience the works of God, but are we faithful and persistent enough to be saturated by Him first?
所以我们每一个人都想要亲眼目睹神迹奇妙的工作，但我们是否 有充满有圣灵充满填满在我们心里，以致我们能够足够信心去务读神的工作。
A lot of times we read the Bible or we hear the songs and we want to see God work.
很多时候我们听神的话语或者是唱神的诗歌的时候，我们想要看到神的工作。
But the problem is we don't want to put in the work to get those results.
但是很可惜的就是说我们不想下功夫能够得到这个这些神的工作在我们身上成就。
Why?
为什么呢？
There is a big difference between those who fake God's power and those who know and actually experience His power, right?
所以那个有很大差别，一些想要得到假的假的能力，那有些是想要真正的存着信心的去追求神的旨意。
And I'll prove it by the next verse.
那下经文我就给你们看到啊。
Look at verse 13.
我们看第十三节。
It says this. And then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul proclaims, seven sons of a Jewish high priest named Sceva were doing this.
那时有几个流行各处念咒赶鬼的犹太人，向那被鬼那被恶鬼附的人擅自称主耶稣的名说，我奉保罗所传的耶稣赐令你们出来。这做这事的有犹太人祭司长司基瓦的七个儿子。
So what we find out is that in this city, the word about Paul is getting out, right? So people are knowing and hearing about what Paul can do and how miracles are happening.
所以从这经文中，我们知道说，在关于保罗这个人事情已经传到整个城市里面了。另外，我们也OK.
And then all of a sudden, we find seven brothers who are traveling Jewish exorcists, who hear about Paul and what he's doing.
另外呢，在这经文里面也介绍了有关七个兄弟。这七个兄弟呢，到处游行。
But and this is what it looks like. It means that these seven brothers, right? Because they are somewhat educated in this culture, and they go around performing services to expel demons and telling them to come out.
So, 意思说他们并不是完全受犹太人文化教育的。他们到处不完全受犹太人文化教育，但是他们到处去用权柄来赶魔鬼，赶恶鬼。
It's a very weird job, or a strange job.
是一个很奇怪的一个工作。
And so, if I can guess what is happening here.
所以让我用个想象来猜测。
Most likely, the people in the community know who these seven brothers are.
所以很可能就是当地人都很认识这七个兄弟。
They may be respected or they're feared in this community.
所以呢，也可能得到其他人的尊重或者是一些畏惧的。
And it's most likely that this is not the first time they've ever done a demon exorcism.
所以很可能就从中我们知道说，他也很可能这是不是他第一次赶鬼的经验。
So one day they go out and go, well, this is nothing out of the ordinary. Let me try to get some more money or make some more fame, and let me try to do another exorcism.
所以今天可能当天呢，他就想说，哎，今天我想要出去再赶多点鬼，然后能够赚取一些更多的钱。
And this is my favorite part of the story.
这是我最喜欢的经文。
And look at verse 15.
我们看第十五节。
But the spirit, evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know and Paul I recognize, but who are you?
那恶鬼就回答他们说，耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，你们却是谁呢？
So they've been doing this for a while.
所以他们赶鬼已经赶了一段时间了。
And then all of a sudden, what they're used to doesn't work anymore.
所以但是今天所发生的事情，他们所平时用的方式不能够用了。
And just use your imagination right now.
用你们想象力来看。
If you are the seven brothers, and all of a sudden you go up and you try to exorcise a demon, and it doesn't work, what do you do?
所以想象说你是其中一个弟兄，你去那里赶鬼，但是你平时所用的方式，这次没有效。
And I want you to see how funny this is.
那我看的是真的幽默的地方。
Because the demons respond, they know who Jesus is, right? They know who Paul, they recognize Paul, and they go, but who are you?
那个恶鬼的回答说，耶稣我认识，那保罗我也知道，那你们是谁呢？
Like in I want you to see this. The demons know who Jesus is, right?
那我们看见说魔鬼认识耶稣的。
And they heard of Paul as if, like they were going, hey, watch out for a guy named Paul because you don't want to get close to him.
所以他们认识耶稣，他们也听闻有关保罗的事情。虽然很认识耶稣，但他们可能在他们彼此之间都说，你们当年遇到保罗的时候，你们要小心他。
If I was the seven brothers, I'd be extremely scared.
如果我是其中一个七个弟兄的话，我会非常的害怕。
And then I think the funniest part of the story is in verse 16.
那在第十六节应该是最好笑的地方。
And it says, and the man in whom the evil spirit leaped on them, mastered all of them and overpowered them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded.
那恶鬼呢，就所恶鬼所附的人就跳在他们身上，剩了其中二人制服他们，叫他们侧身侧着身体受了伤，从房子里逃出去了。
And my favorite preacher always jokes that there's some fights that you don't know who wins or who loses, but if you lose your pants in a fight, you lost.
那我一个很喜欢一个牧者，他常开玩笑说，有一些斗争呢很难，是很争论性的，不知道是谁赢谁输。但是在斗争的过程，如果你是穿着衣服进去，但打斗完之后你是侧身露体的，那肯定是输家。And
just to remind us, this is one demon versus seven brothers.
那想看到这是一个恶鬼跟七个弟兄的争战。
So these boys just got beat.
这七个弟兄们真是被打得很惨。But
in this verse, there's a couple of really big notes.
那在这段经文里面有很多我们要留意的地方。So
the first one is, in today there is a worldview that is called dualism.
那这在现在的世界呢，有一个论点，就是说善恶论的世界观。
And you're familiar with this, actually.
你们可能也听说过。
People think that there is a battle between good and evil, light and dark.
那就是说，在这理论里面就讲说，有善和恶一直在征战。
Some of us think that Jesus is on one side, and then the devil is on the other side, and they're trying to fight.
那就好像说，耶稣是站在一边，撒旦是站在另外一边，他们两个不断的征战。
That understanding is actually not in the Bible.
这圣经呢，从来没有说这样的观点。
Every time a demon encounters Jesus, they lose.
因为每一次恶鬼遇见耶稣的时候，他们都是输的。
There's a lot of passages in the New Testament that when a demon hears about Jesus, they go, are you here to destroy me?
所以在经文里很多次在讲到说，当恶鬼遇到耶稣的时候，耶稣那当恶鬼是向耶稣说，你是不是来毁坏我们的？
There's no fight. There's not even a comeback by the demon.
那从来没有争斗的。
And I want you to look at and read your Bible because a lot of us think that in this world we're fighting some kind of demonic powers.
所以你们要好好仔细的去看圣经，很多人。
But the truth is, Jesus never has to fight these evil powers. He just wins.
那这事实呢，就是耶稣从来不需要跟恶鬼征战，因为他每次都是赢家。The
second thing in this part right here,
在这里的第二点是，
is that there's no magical formulas to cast out demons.
第二点是说，那我们没有一个特别的配方来赶鬼。
Even if you attach Jesus' name to it.
就算你是要再用神的话语，神的名字。
It is not a phrase that causes demons to flee. Demons flee because of the authority of Jesus himself.
所以不是凭一句话把鬼赶跑掉，而是恶鬼是怕的是神，耶稣基督的权柄。
Paul, in this passage, he's not doing the exorcism by himself. Demons were fleeing because of the power flowing through him, given to him by Jesus.
那保罗并不是靠自己能力能够去赶鬼，而是那些鬼被赶出来是因为耶稣基督所赐给他的能力。
Did you see the difference there?
你看到这差别吗？
You can't use empty phrases to scare away demons.
你不能够用一些什么奇妙的配方来把鬼给赶掉。
What really changes is the power of Jesus himself.
唯一能够改变的是神耶稣基督自己的能力。
And you have to understand this because this is so important.
因为这是非常重要的一点。
You are not the source of power, and you are not the source of weakness.
你不是能力的源头，你也不是软弱的源头。It
has always been and always will be Jesus that will give you the power.
耶稣基督一直以来都是永远那赐下能力的源头。
And the last thing in this passage is something also significant. As spiritual as the seven sons were,
表面上看来他们这七个弟兄是非常属灵的。
And think about this. If we were to look at them, we would say, oh, you are very spiritual. You have very high power with the spiritual.
当时人可能看到他这七个兄弟就以为说他们非常属灵，他们有属灵的能力。
Honestly, we would respect them.
很可能,
a lot of times.
如果我们是当时候在的话，我们也可能对他们有尊重。
They probably have a lot of influence. They probably have a lot of money right now.
他们可能很多，很富有，或者是很多影响力。
But catch this, as spiritual as those brothers were, they had no real relationship with the true God.
但实际上他们从来没有和那独一的真神有任何的关系。
And they never, and they only played with what was spiritual, but without ever knowing or experiencing the real power of it.
他们只是在玩弄那个属灵的事情，但是没有真正的有属灵的能力。
And so here's my second question for us today.
这是我对你们今天的第二个问题。
The world wants to copy the power of God, yet they do this to their own destruction. Why does the Christian, why don't we ever go with Jesus on this?
那这世界是想要抄袭模仿神的，但他们这样做是无济于事的，自取灭亡的。那为什么我们基督徒要充满宗教表面的宗教性的表面，而不真正的与耶稣基督建立密切的关系？
My question always is, why do Christians settle for looking religious rather than real intimacy with Jesus?
那为什么基督徒只是表面上的信，而是不真正的跟耶稣基督建立这密切的关系？
And I'll answer my question for you.
那我就为我自己问题来回答。
It is probably because it is easier to fake looking like a Christian than actually being faithful as a Christian.
因为作为一个假的基督徒，比一个做真心、尽心操练的基督徒来更容易。
It is easier to have heroes and admirers than us actually working to become our heroes.
即使可以，我们有时候有属灵的英雄，那我们可以借助他沾点光来得更容易。
It's probably easier to live through other people than us doing it ourselves.
透过别人的沾点光来得做更容易，或者
And the sad part of that always is we never get to experience the true power that Paul and all of these other faithful Christians got to experience.
如果是我们假的信心的话，我们很可惜的是，我们没有像保罗一样能够得到神的能力在我们生命中彰显。
So this passage starts to ask you some really hard questions.
那我会问你们一些很难的问题。
Are we more like the seven brothers, or are we more like Paul in this aspect?
从这经文当中，你们是否想想看，我们是不是多像与这个七个兄弟，或者是我们更像与像保罗一样？
Where's your sense of power, Christian?
那你的能力是从哪里来自？
Is it in yourself, or is it actually in Jesus?
你是不是你的能力是从你自己本身得到呢，还是从耶稣基督那里？
But the story's not over.
那这故事还没结束。
Because when you encounter Jesus, there's always a result.
当每一个人遇见耶稣的时候，都有一些事情会聚，都有一些成绩出来。
One of the results is seven brothers getting beaten naked, and they flee because they see it.
这在这个故事里面看到说，这后果遇见耶稣的后果是这个七个兄弟被打得很惨。
Another result is what happens when people experience the power of Jesus.
那我接下来我会分享另外一方面，当人遇见耶稣的时候，他们的后果是怎么样？
So let's look at the rest of the passage.
我们看其他的经文。
In verse 17 it says, "And this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, and fear fell upon them, and the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled. Also many of those who were now believers came, confessing and divulging practices." And a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted the value of them and found it came out to be 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of God of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily.
凡住在以弗所，无论是犹太人是希利尼人，都知道这事，也惧也都惧怕。主耶稣的名就从此就尊大了。那些那已经信的，多是来承认。 述说自己所行的事。第十九节听述行学术的也有许多人把树拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧，他们计算书价，便知道共合50000块钱。主的道大大兴起，而且得胜，这就是这样。
Now, don't forget what we just read before this.
不要忘记我们刚才之前所读的经文。
So what happened was there's a long-standing darkness in this city, in the lives of the residents of the people.
所以在这一无所城里面，人已经长久的活在黑暗里面。
And then all of a sudden, one day, Paul comes with the power of the gospel, and the entire city starts to change.
忽然间，保罗带了福音的信息，借着神的话语，带给了这整个城市，改变了整个城市。
And look at 17. What is the key word there?
我们看第十七节，那个一个重要字眼。
The key word in 17 is that it said the word fear or reverence took hold of the people, and everything starts to change. Fear.
经文里说到人都带着惧怕或者敬畏的心。
So how do you explain this word fear?
那我们怎么解释这个惧怕或敬畏的心？
I think there's two ways of looking at this word.
我们可以用两个方面来看。
The first one is a good kind of fear that scares us back into reality.
第一个意思呢是它是一个好的惧怕，让我们能够回到现实当中。
It is a healthy fear that says, hey, be careful or else something bad is going to happen if you continue to go this route.
这是健康的，这是健康的惧怕，就说好像，嘿，你们小心，以免发生不好的事情。
So after people heard about the seven sons of Sceva, they were really scared and they feared this darkness that was happening in their midst.
所以这是基瓦的儿子事件之后，人们非常合理的感到他们对黑暗的恐惧。
And it's this kind of fear that we call sin, and it causes us to pause and say, no thank you, I'm not messing with this kind of thing because of the damage I've seen it do.
所以从这经文当中，就是我们可以知道说，因为这种的惧怕，这种罪的惧怕，让我们停顿下来说，哎，不了，谢谢，我不要再碰那些东西，因为我可以看到像将来它会带给我怎么样的损害。
It's this fear of sin that restrains us from going into dark things.
所以这种惧怕呢，是防止我们进入黑暗。
But there's other type of fear that changes a person.
那有另外一种惧怕呢，是可以改变人，真的。
And this is the type of fear that comes when you experience the greater and the goodness of somebody.
所以这实际上还有另外一种惧怕，就是当你体验到某人的伟大善良时，所能产生出来的一种恐惧。
And biblically, this is called awe or reverence.
在圣经他们称为敬畏和畏惧。
The people weren't just scared and worried about demons; they actually experienced something better than demons.
所以当时的人不光是只是害怕或担忧有关恶鬼的事情，他们更经历了。
They saw true power that happened, and they could not unsee it.
他们看到比恶鬼更大的能力。
And so a couple of weeks ago, we had a baptism at this church, right?
所以几个星期前，在我们英堂英文堂有受浸礼。
And do you remember their testimony before they got baptized?
所以你们也记得他们的分享见证吗？
It wasn't because they were scared of going to hell or they were scared of other things.
不是因为他们惧怕去到地狱，或者是惧怕一些事情。
They accepted Christ and became baptized because they wanted something more.
他们接受主耶稣，愿意被受洗，是因为他们想要得到更多。
They saw the beauty of Jesus and they wanted that over everything else.
他们看到耶稣的好，耶稣是良善，他们想，所以他希望说能够从那里可以得到更多。
And so this is actually what we're offering today.
这是我们今天所要。摆在你面前的。
Just reading the story, does Jesus captivate you?
那读这段经文是否是给你们有一些激发？
But when Jesus becomes real, he becomes a supreme value for you.
当耶稣成为一个在你面前的现实的时候，他是否带给你价值
？And then it changes what you do.
他会改变你所以后将要做的事情。
Because the last part of the story says, and many of those who are now believers came confessing and divulging their practices.
因为在最后一段经文里面说，那已经信的都有来承认诉说自己所信的事。
Christian, I want to explain. I want you to pay attention to verse 18 real fast.
那我们看来注意第十八节。
It says after this whole story, it says the believers came and they were the ones confessing and divulging practices.
所以第十八节里面讲说，是那些已经信的来到众人面前来承认他们的罪。
These were Christians who have been saved already, but they were living in sin, and those were the ones confessing.
所以这一群基督徒呢，是他们已经本来就已经信了主，但是在这时刻，他愿意站在众人面前承认他们仍然在，虽然是已经信了主，仍然在活在罪中的罪。
Think about this. It was Christians who were doing witchcraft and demon work, and those were the ones exposing what they were doing to the rest of the church, the Christians.
所以想想看，这就是这一群的基督徒，他们仍然在行邪术，来让就算在周围的基督徒，他们仍然在他们当中行这些邪术，这些罪来。
And they were bold about it, and they did it in front of everybody.
他们还很有勇气的，仍然活在罪中做他们所做的，然后他们还是很在众人面前做些罪恶的事情。
And if you don't think these Christians were serious about this, the Bible says that they came out and they burned 50,000 pieces of silver worth of books.
所以你想想看，这些基督徒，这些行邪术的基督徒，他们愿意悔改，彻底的悔改，能够来到众人面前，把那些值50,000块钱的书来焚烧。
This is equivalent to about $6 million in U.S. today.
所以那些书如果是放在那书的价值放在今天的价值的话，大概是600,000块钱。
And so, how serious do you have to be to give up what you collect, what you earned, what you think is valuable?
所以我们做基督徒的要多诚恳的来信我们主耶稣，把我们的我们认为有价值的东西摆在耶稣面前。
And so, I know church is hard for some of us.
我知道一些人对教会，是在活在教会里面是很不容易。
Because a lot of times we have to pretend that we're not struggling the way we are.
那有时候我们可能在弟兄姐妹面前来演遮掩我们的内心的难处。
Because even though we were saved, we're Christians and we are leaders, a lot of times we can't feel safe in church.
很可惜的是，有时候我们是作为教会的领袖，我们却没感到有安全感，在弟兄姐妹们分享我们的难处。
But what these people heard in this story was that you cannot follow Jesus and still hold on to what is called sinful.
所以今天经文我们看到是这一群基督徒，他们认识到他们没办法完全的信靠主耶稣基督，要是他们没把他们罪来处理清楚。
If Jesus is worth everything to you and he's valuable, then you must give up everything.
如果主耶稣基督是你觉得很有价值，是你生命中最有价值的，你应该要放弃你所有一切的。
And so, I think a lot of us are still holding on to a past, and we're still mastered by these sins currently.
我相信很多基督徒或者是我们弟兄姐妹们当中，还仍然还抓着我们以前的罪。
And Jesus is coming to you over and over again. When you come to church, when you hear things, when you pray, and he says, I want you to give it all up.
但是耶稣在我们生命中呼求我们，需要把这些以前的罪或现在仍然犯的罪要放弃掉。
And why is this so important?
为什么这么重要呢？
Because if the church, if CBC is ever going to continue to grow,
如果 CBC 想要继续成长，
then we will always, always come back to these principles.
我们常常要回到这个论点。
A true church, a true Christian is always marked by confession and repentance.
一个真正的基督徒，一个真正有为神的基督徒，是按他认罪的程度来衡量。
It is too easy to play to play looking religious.
所以有的时候很容易，我们就基督徒呢，就是很容易。
But the one who wants to experience true power, true life, the freedom of the gospel, that person must always learn this confession and repentance aspect.
一个基督徒想要活出真正的生命, 真正有价值的生命, 他需要彻底地将他的罪来承认清楚。
So let me summarize this thing backwards and I'll finish.
那我再给你们一个, 把这些今天我们所学习的给一个来做个总结。
At the end of the story, what we find out is a community was created because of the gospel.
那我们看到说，在这故事的总结结尾的时候，看到一个新的一个团体从在以弗所成长出来了。This
was actually the first start of the Church of Ephesus.
这其实是在以弗所成立的第一间教会。Where
we get the book of Ephesians.
我们得到的这个是以弗所书。Also,
we read about this in the book of Revelation.
那我们在启示录里面也读到有关于到以弗所这教会。It's
this church, this community.
就是这以弗所这保罗所成立的教会。It's
messy, right?
是一个很混乱的一间教会。People
are coming out of witchcraft. It's messy.
可能教会里面成员的背景有一些是行巫术的。But
that community started because of the fear of the Lord.
这个教会这个团体呢，成立是因为他们对神的敬畏。
And the fear of the Lord came because there was a big difference between fake spirituality and true power of Jesus.
所以这个团体成立，这个团体的敬畏的心成立，是因为他们看得出假的信仰跟真正的有虔诚的对神的一个信仰。And
that difference came because there was a man of God who was saturated by the Word of God every single day.
这一切开始呢，是从一个人他愿意。 专心地投入在神的话语，但神的话语在他生命中流露出来。And
that man of God met the living God when he was going to persecute evil Christians one day.
这个人呢，就是在大马色路上，就是在他要往去逼迫基督徒的时候遇见的主。And
if I can close with this,
那我可以做一个总结，结束。We
are in the same position a lot of times.
我们其实呢，也是同在同样的。
Sinful individuals in need of grace. When the power of Jesus comes into our lives, changing everything. Now, if you don't know this Jesus, we ask you to come submit your life to Him. Because the question is, what would you rather have? Fake spirituality or real power? And as a church, what would you rather have? Coming here on Sundays and singing a couple songs, hearing a sermon? Or to experience true fellowship, real power by confession, repentance, and worship.
或者是跟神有密切的关系，密切的交通，然后承认生命的罪。
Our prayer for this Mandarin congregation is always, always go towards what is the real power.
然后对国会堂的祷告，就是希望说我们每个基督徒都能够得到神真正的能力。
But it's up to you.
但是我们，但是呢，这是我们每个个人的选择。
That's right.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we give you thanks today.
主耶稣基督，我们今天真让我们向你感谢。
Because you are always real.
因为你是真实的真实的神。
And you have proved it over and over again.
你一直都在证实你自己是真实的。
When you rebuke the demons.
当你把恶鬼赶出去的时候。
When you change a city.
当你改变一个城市。
When you saved our souls.
你拯救了我们的灵魂。
We ask that you always remind us of this true power.
让求主你让我们常常记得这真正从神来的力量。Help
us never to settle.
让我们不要只是妥协我们的生命。Let
us always chase what is the real and the most beautiful thing.
让我们常常追求那美好的、那真正的能力。May
our church be marked by people of change.
让我们教会是一个教会是愿意改变的教会。
It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣名祷告。Amen.